freshwater streams, that's got claws, and swims backwards, crawfish, okay. And then,
but then you'll often hear him referred to around his crawdads also.
Crawdads, okay. Are they common around this area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a nice little culinary fact to know, incidentally.
Yeah. Okay. Like that, but in the ocean, particularly around Beaufort and Darien, you have boats that go out for these little animals that are fantailed, and they're almost transparent.
Shrimp?
Shrimp, okay.
Oh, now that's very interesting, too, that I knew we were going to get around to that someday. The George, again, the guy who was describing his fishing hole as being, you know, brimming with crappie, but crappie for brown, loved fish, and he always referred to them as swimps.
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 That's interesting. Yeah.
And that occasionally he would even go into swamps.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
More often that he referred to them, well, no, I take that back. He thought of swamps as bait, but then you're talking about worms to go fishing, he would never call the worms, worms. He'd always call them, look at them baits.
That's very interesting. Yeah. Okay. He
was a good dude. He really was.
this is a black.
Yeah. And he was. He and Julia just can enrich a child's life so much. You know.
Uh-huh.
How long were those fish you caught, George? About that long. You know, always measuring. Man, like that.
You used shrimp as the singular. What would the plural be?
Shrimp.
Shrimp, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. You have some insects. You have an insect that flies around the light at night and tries to get into it.
Moth.
Okay. And if that's one of them, if you have a bunch of them that get in your clothes, they're called?
Moths.
And then there's another kind of insect that flies around at night and lights up its tail.
Lightning bug.
Call that a lightning bug.
Yeah, that I am beginning to call that a firefly, though, because I think it sounds more poetic.
Yeah.
Particularly when I have a place in my novel where a girl is telling a newcomer that it's the fireflies arising to greet the rising of the full moon. And she asks him, she says, do you know how to tell L's from fireflies? And he says, no. He says, well, you can catch a firefly.
Okay. Then there's another insect that you find. I always used to run into them when I went fishing with my dad. They end up on the end of your pole. They have
dragonflies?
Dragonflies.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. You ever hear of that called anything else?
Yes, but I can't think of it right now.
Okay. What about snake doctor?
No,
Or a mosquito hawk?
There's another insect that we call a mosquito hawk.
What's that?
It looks like a big mosquito.
Hmm.
And in fact, it looks just like a mosquito, and it's about five times as large.
Huh. Okay. What about darning needle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then there's a kind of, there are various kinds of stinging insects.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of those, the kind of sting?
Bees.
Bees.
Hornets. And wasps and yellow jackets. And
okay.
You mean just with the insects, or you want to get into it?
Right. Okay. What are the kinds?
In fact, we got a hornet's nest in one of the outbuildings of the farm right now. It's incredible, about that big, you know.
Uh huh. How do you make the distinction between that's a hornet that builds
mm-hmm.
a big. It's a kind of paper that they
make.
Yes.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Okay.
And of course, you have the dirt doblers too, you know, which I'll make them in sort of like, back to Iago again, sort of like a row of clister pipes on the wall.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Or dirt doblers.
Okay.
That sometimes the L is left out, even by me.